Hi, welcome to our devotion this morning with Ealing Church at Sunderland. Now, Saturday night was really hot. It had been a beautiful, warm day, hot day. But once the night time came, it was still as warm. And I'm blessed to have a bedroom that has a Juliet balcony. So I've got double doors and I really wanted just to have those doors open so that the breeze could blow through and cool the room a little. But next door was having a party and the noise and the singing, the calling, the chit chat, it was pretty loud. I lay there getting more and more irritated, watching the time pass by. By 12:30, I was beginning to get quite irritated and I was on the verge of like, do I go and say something? But by about 1:00, things settled down. People left, the music ended. And it was peaceful and I was lying just listening to the stillness of the light of the night. Just as I was about to drop off to sleep, the fire alarm started going off. Shot up out of bed, had a check of the house, everything was fine, and as quick as it started, it just suddenly stopped. But that fire alarm going off, I jumped up and was so angry. So I'd like, what now? And that really resonated and made us think about anger. There are times in our lives where we're peaceful, everything's tranquil, but one moment, one action, one comment can suddenly ignite anger within us and a klaxon almost goes off. Now, sometimes anger actually makes us aware of an injustice, a situation in which we need to act, that there's something that's not right, that's not fair. Social justice is a term that's quite popular at the moment. But if we're honest, most of the time, our anger stems from a violation we feel that against our freedoms, or our expectations, our rights, our desires are being violated, and it makes us angry. There's a verse that I want to just share, and it's in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 26. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. That first part, in your anger, do not sin. You know, however the anger has arisen, it's important to know why that anger has sounded. Why have we suddenly felt so angry? What situation? What's happened? But most importantly is how we respond. We need to respond in a godly way. That might mean to show love, to show kindness, to show compassion. But one thing is sure, as that verse goes on to indicate, anger should never be left unchecked. It should never be left to just continue. The second part of the verse, do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. There's a lovely little phrase that I heard a number of years ago. Anger may win a moment, but it is not to be allowed to win the day. So I just want to encourage you. You know, we're reminded there, in our anger, do not sin, do not let the sun go down while we are still angry. I just pray that the Spirit of God will help us, will help our hearts to change, will give us new desires, will help us be peaceful, to be people who want to bring peace. And let us not be people who are controlled by the fire of anger.